Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Wait, I can't even think of anything. I don't record. You're recording already?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Alright, don't record. Are you recording already? Yeah.
This is special, though.
It is special, but let's just say... Lori Collins!
Elsie, this is for you.
This is for you.
We got nothing.
We can send it to more than one person.
All right, JJ. So we'll just do, your name here, and then send the same message.
Oh, my God. We're so,
JJ, this is for
we're
you.
We're so sleazy.
JJ, this is for you.
Right.
And nobody else.
Right. Okay. Except maybe Joe Schmo.
Schmooze.
Joe Schmooze.
This is for you. And nobody else. Julie, this is for you. And nobody else. You're our favorite. We love you the most.
Oh my God.
You're the only one.
So you've been listening to old shows too.
I have been listening to old shows, and I've been listening to old shows at work, which is really the opposite of
what
I should
be
doing at work.
Yeah. That's funny because it is exactly what I do for work.
That is true. Damn. Want to switch?
There's so any day.
Din, do nonprofit for a week. And work with other people that you have to be nice to for, 1 week.
I can't eat. I don't think I could fake it anymore because I don't have to.
You don't even wear a bra anymore.
Right.
Now I have to wear a bra all the time.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. By choice, though. You really don't. But you've started it
now.
No,
I can't not. Now I can't not. I mean, they're disgusting.
You could wear... Did you see those boob sacks? That you just put around your neck?
I have seen those boobs.
Yeah, you can just do that if you want to.
And then you get a little, neck massage, too, mm-hmm. and everything like
right.
that.
Right.
Speaking of boobs, I missed this part of dinner. So you identified that person on Facebook just by the body shots?
Right, yes.
Were there any face shots?
No, there was not.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I really don't know if it was. It didn't, because there was no about. So it didn't say what city
the
or what state.
The fact is you recognized the body. And that's just... Leave that alone.
Let's just marinate.
Hear that part. Let's just let just Collins hear that part. Let's just let just Julie hear that part. Let's just let just JJ hear that
this
part.
This is a podcast just for you.
You know who
insert,
you are.
Insert name here. We're not supposed to say that out loud.
When it's parentheses, you don't say it out loud. When it's brackets, you do
say it out
loud.
Right.
Yeah, those are things.
I always wondered what the difference was.
I didn't know that.
Or why somebody uses them, for no reason when you're reading something and part of it is in a bracket. Is it because it's not true?
No, that would be sick. That would have the little sick S-I-C.
Yeah, what does that stand for?
It's an abbreviation for something Latin, which is to say as it was told to me or as I was given this information or something like that.
Okay.
It's not
so when
necessary.
The person reads it, they might go, that is not at all what I meant.
Right.
But that person that wrote it interpreted it that way.
Right. So, huh. But the thing with the brackets versus the parentheses, when you're reading something and a lot of times you'll find it in a survey or something. So if you say, say you're doing a survey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, are you, do you consider yourself gay,
right.
lesbian, whatever? And then you would, the person would answer yes. And so if yes, then you go down to that second question. And
right.
it says, and you read that part. If they said yes to this part, then you read that part. But
mm-hmm.
if they said no to this part, you ask the rest of the question without that part.
Oh, my God.
It's
you
really
just
confusing.
Made that really hard. The first way you explained it sounds so simple, and then you actually literally made it 10 times harder.
You're welcome.
It's what I do. It's what I
that
do.
That is what I do. But let's get back to, doing a job trade. So,
uh-huh.
I don't know. You don't think... I think I could do what you do for a week.
Which is what?
You know, like...
Clean up cat puke. Yeah, make dinner.
No.
Do laundry.
Maybe.
Sometimes mop the floor.
No.
Take out the trash.
Never.
Mow the lawn.
Oh, please. That's what we've hired help for.
Edit a podcast.
I could do that.
Yeah. Write a short story. I could do that.
I could do that. There just wouldn't be any punctuation or complete words.
And oddly enough, you edit mine.
That is true. Unfortunately, while I'm reading it, which distracts me because I get so mad at myself because I just want to read it.
But you should do it once like that and then after you've edited it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. That's what I did with the...
with Mr. Beale.
Can we talk about that? Mr. Beale? Yeah, because that's like the best thing you ever wrote in your whole entire life.
I should keep saying that, but it's just the kind of like, wow. The
best thing you ever wrote in your whole entire life.
That's one of the few times that I've ever had a start, a middle, an end, a wrap up, everything in my head. And just, I had just had to get it out, start to finish, had to get it out. I think I wrote that in a day and a half. Not even, maybe a whole day. And the next one I have a feeling is going to flow just like
that. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I got to give you the outline for that one.
I can't wait That'll for that one. That'll be good. And then
you just read the newest one.
Can we talk about that?
We should talk about that one, too.
Are you going to publish that? I mean, like, the person who this podcast is for, are they going to be able to find it somewhere?
they may be able to. It may be part of the anthology.
So what was the name of it?
The Big Mistake? Yeah. The Big Mistake.
So podcast listener, because we know each other so well and so long, a lot of the times when I'm reading Denise's stuff, like there's a piece of it that I know and there's a piece of it that, you know, is an event that either I know about or I was a part of or she told me about. And then there's a lot of her personality. Obviously, there's a lot of your personality and the stuff that you write. Like, and so she sent me this short story to read right before the
hurricane. Yeah, it was the day before. So I was thinking she won't be at work, and then I'm like, oh, wait, it's Donna. Yes, she will.
Of course I will.
That was exactly how I thought. I'll send her at work.
But the thing is, we lost all of our electric and shit, so I'm like, oh, I have something new to read.
Thank goodness. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It was a momentary escape from the terror.
Does she let you read them?
Yeah, I mean, she can.
Oh.
She doesn't, but I don't keep them from her. Because I put everything on Kindy.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's
everything
fine.
Comes to Kindy. So, and I read the whole story called The Big Mistake. And the whole time I'm reading it, like I said, like there's always elements of you in your work.
Yeah.
And there's always pieces of stories that could have happened that I know about or knew about. But I'm reading this whole entire thing going, wait a minute, did this? Wait a minute, was this? Wait a minute, did this? Was she? And I'm like, this happened. This happened just like this.
Yeah.
So luckily you came in a couple days later.
And you could ask.
And I'm like, did that really happen? And you're like, yeah, I remember this part and this part. And I'm like, fuck yes, I do.
And this was so I was writing it, and I didn't use a main character name, right? It was just me, I. And then the other subjects that were in it, I didn't use their names either.
Right.
There was just descriptions of who they were.
Girlfriend Dick.
The only name that I used was hers, and I didn't change it. And then Donna said, so Jem is reading it. She goes, oh, you can't use Donna's name. I'm like, I just did, and I'm gonna.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't. And I was like, why? She was like, because then everybody will know that this story really happened. I'm like, I don't care. I didn't use anybody else's name.
Yeah.
And the name that I did use, I didn't say anything bad about it.
I mean, a character's name could be Donna.
She made me change it to Dottie. Didn't say what I could change it to.
You could have changed it to
Muffy! Oh, my God! I should have changed it to Muffy!
It's a wheat beer. It's a wheat beer.
Again.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember who you were at the restaurant with, though. How funny is that?
The rest of the crowd. The rest of the gang.
The queue?
Half
a queue.
That was, like, the abbreviated queue, because that was, like, Bonnie, Jewish Bonnie, and probably parts of the queue.
Yeah, because it was like 2008, 9, Nine. That was, yeah, probably like, you're right, it's probably November-ish. Or, no, after. December, January. December.
It had to be after because...
It was December of 09. No, December of 08, earliest. Nope. Wrong again. November.
Of 08?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait, because the cruise came was in. November of 09.
Right. But so, Gemma and James came when? First week of December of 08.
Eight. Yeah.
So this was the right before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember the drunk night? Remember the extreme drunk night at Georgie's Alibi, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right around
then.
When
we lost James, and we wanted to know
where the fuck
is James?
With this hoodie with no emblem.
Right? I have a black hoodie with no emblem. I'll never forget that. That was funny. That was
no
a good thing.
Emblem? Why
no,
did
she say so?
Yeah.
I still see you stepping on that curb.
Holding that cup.
Yeah. Yeah. With the, like, it was such a long step down. It was like
so
a curb.
Far.
It wasn't even a stair. It was a curb.
Bonnie had no business driving. She put us in life's danger. We were all in danger.
I was the one who had Gemma in my car.
Was that the same night that you had to take somebody back to their...
I had to leave Georgie's, take Rena's current girlfriend's ex-girlfriend, mm-hmm. right? Had to do something, drive her somewhere, meet her, have a date.
Yeah, you did.
And then came back. Because on my way back, I was getting text messages. There was all kinds of drama going on, so I was trying to get
back. There was a shit ton of...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a, there was a lot going on. I was like trying to rush back. It was bad. It was bad.
Okay, so what else?
None of us should have been
driving
or
nobody.
Responsible for another human being that
night. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was bad.
James was just having a good time.
He was.
That's all he was having was fun.
He wasn't even lost.
He was
the
lost.
Answer
he
to
was
that
just
question,
in the Manchester room.
was that James was in the Manchester room.
He was in the Manchester room.
Right, getting his tongue sucked out by someone.
He was all of 9 at the time. Maybe 10.
Oh my God, we're the worst parents.
We had the worst parents.
We lost a human being.
Okay, so this podcast is for James.
For James.
That's what it's for. Such a cute boy he is still. So,
adorable.
Anyway, back to you. So, I've been listening to old podcasts at work because you have been putting up such stellar stuff.
2008 was our year, man.
Yeah.
2008 were the best guests.
We had...
The funnest drunk dial ever.
We had a lot of fun.
I turned 40.
It was a lot of fun. Oh, yeah.
What?
40. That was so long ago.
That was a funny show, too.
Your birthday show.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of funny just listening because you're doing this editing process right now. So it's actually...
And there's only a reason for it.
Right.
It's supposed to take the call letters out from Girl Radio, the websites that have become irrelevant.
The phone numbers that we gave out.
Yeah, the 866.
Yeah.
530-4475.
Oh, my God. That's so creepy. I mean, that's the reason for it because, like, there's a lot of...
Yeah, stuff. I really don't edit,
a guest or a conversation, or a mistake.
So
it's actually... Unless we talk about somebody that we're not supposed to talk about.
Right. And to think that we just do it now. But
anyway.
I don't know why I edit it out. Relatives, basically.
It's really refreshing and it's really funny.
Funny.
So the first drunk dial you put up a couple weeks ago, or now probably a month or so ago, my immediate supervisor works in the office 3 weeks a month, and then she works up from her home office.
The last week of the month.
The last week of the month. So we share a space. So it's kind of difficult to... You first have any real
to do
privacy.
Anything wrong. Let's just say to do anything wrong.
It's kind of or
your
or
boss
just,
is
or just
up
in,
your
not,
ass.
Not wrong so much, but in a, like inappropriate for the workplace. So I also find it really hard to listen to a podcast when I'm working because I'm
doing anything
constantly
else.
Reading documents.
Yeah.
I have thank you,
no,
sweetie.
It's hard.
Oh, you're so
oh,
cute.
Thank you.
Oh, what a showrunner.
Oh.
It's
like
so cute.
It was just like we were having a real show, and she brought us.
I know.
And you brought us drinks.
Bring us food. And
yeah.
Thanks, babe.
I just fell right into that groove, didn't you?
Nicely done.
Cold, wet towel.
Daddy Ross, showrunner.
Do you need a cold, wet towel?
Yeah.
Not today. Maybe just scoop the litter box.
Oh, remember?
Because there was a litter box in the studio.
There was a litter pit. In the studio.
Yeah.
What, was it 3, 4 boxes?
Yeah, it was like a whole, like, 12 feet of boxes.
Jeez.
Exactly.
It was funny.
27 cats we had? Was that
just
right?
About, 27.
So basically the studio was in the cat's bathroom.
So many animals.
Yeah, that's what it was. The studio was in the cat's bathroom.
Anyway, so I'm trying to listen to this because the first one you put up, that was, like, you know, really a... that I really wanted to listen to the whole thing. I can't listen to podcasts when I'm reading, because I read documents and papers and I got to write emails.
It throws you
and,
off. It's ridiculous.
And I can't.
Yeah.
So I
stop. You have to wait until you're not doing anything super important.
Correct.
Which is...
Never.
Right.
At that stupid place. But, I mean, at that wonderful place. But Lori Collins knows all about working at a place that she loves. So...
And that you can't laugh at. Like, you
can't
laugh. Right.
So I actually just... left my headphones on, turned away from my computer,
out the window.
It was the week she was working from her home office, so I had the luxury of listening to the whole thing, and then I peed, I laughed out loud, guffawed, left my room to go pee because I was, like, going to pee. It was like so fucking funny, and there's you've got all these clips.
That was
on
the one.
Now.
Was that the first one? Be honest. Was that the first one that I put up? Was the one where Vicky had just had the lip surgery?
Yep.
Yeah, and you went, who feels bad for me? That was the one, right?
That was.
Oh my God, I died listening to that again.
That was so awful.
It's never not funny.
I'm so bad.
It was so horrible.
Poor Vicky.
When you said, and then she sat up. And you laughed.
And I burst out laughing.
And the nurse spun around.
And I gave you like a what?
You go,
the?
Because it was so wildly inappropriate.
<It was awful.
laughs> That was so
And it
funny.
Was it was the week before that I had said, who feels bad for me, but she used that clip constantly.
Yeah.
From that point after.
So wait.
So this podcast is just for Vicky. This podcast is just for you, Vicky.
Just for you, Vicky.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Oh, my God.
But man, it was awesome.
Jesus.
Good, all for the good of
but
the
show. But isn't it weird when you hear, like, somebody call in and, like, Jennifer from Wet.
Remember Wet Jennifer?
Wet Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
Called me on my birthday. And we discussed the gallon size.
Yes,
tank of lube with the pump.
On your bedside table.
On the bedside table. How could you just leave it out like that? Because you know, it looks like lotion. It was so funny.
Hilarious.
So funny.
But you must be having fun, like, doing the editing. And stuff.
Like
I mean,
it
takes a long time, I know, but, it, like, listening it and just picking out all the
You know what
stuff.
The hardest part is I can't find any place that has those shows from 2008 with a description. So I am literally surprised.
I could get you those.
How?
When I switched computers for my iTunes, when we switched feeds, I kept the original library on an old computer that I still have.
And the descriptions are on there?
Yeah, in iTunes.
Huh.
As a subscriber, though. I don't know if they're on iTunes now.
I don't
but you know,
know
what? I'm not going to spoil your fun.
No, it really is like...
And besides, you remember stuff better than I do. I don't remember, like, months or, you know, I don't remember, like, when that was specifically
right.
or
but
who
it
we
has
had.
Been an absolute... It's just like a mystery. It's like, this is your life.
Yeah,
but in
so
a comedy, you know, in comedy form.
It's good stuff.
It's hilarious. I mean, and it's just, it really, right now, it's like I'm really just focusing on 2008. Awesome. And then I'll get into a little, the end of 2007 and the beginning of 2009. And then I think that's it. I think we're good.
I think that's...
Like, I think that was just the prime period.
So...
Because then it all went down.
So, JJ, like, do you have anything in particular that you remember? Remember we were asking people for, like your best ofs or your clips. Remember we would ask...
You know who was good at that was Ayla Chicky, and she would go back and find it. Oh, first, she would email me and say, do you remember the show about the time I went to the gynecologist, you know, whatever... And then she just found it on her own. I mean, like, she's so good. There's only, like, so many that you can view on the Podbean page, but there are 235. So if you just keep going back and forth and back and back and back, you'll find what you want. But I don't do it that way. I just go into the hard drive and pull the file.
Nice.
Open it up and just...
Hilarious.
It's a joy.
It's been fun.
It's just a joy.
It really has been fun. Also, this has been, like, a quick week, but a good week. I mean, we've had...
I feel like I missed something huge.
This week?
I got in... No, when I got in.
Oh, when you... Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
You might have missed a little something called Irma, that bitch.
I missed something huge. I just got the feeling when I landed, like, something's amiss.
Yeah, like all of the landscape.
Air conditioning. The landscape, too. Yeah.
Electricity.
There's just piles of dead tree everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
Everybody has been so good about cleaning up their yards and their mess, and it just at least putting it at the end of their driveway.
What you need, girl?
Didn't you say something about... when you got here, you were going to help with the cleanup?
Yeah, yeah. She did put that on Facebook.
I still have a tree on my roof. You
want to
help?
Well, find me a guy with a saw. That's all I'm saying. Find me a guy with a saw, and I will coordinate that for you.
So since Facebook is the great equalizer, I mean, it would be redundant for me to let everybody know that we did okay, because yeah. I mean, but our family was pretty much scattered.
Your Facebook Live preparedness video.
Was that awesome? My first Excellent. Facebook Live ever.
Excellent.
But and I did the shelves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
important,
like,
stuff.
Hey, I had to make a video for the insurance. They said so.
A Facebook Live, that'd be great.
That was awesome.
Hello, Mr. Adjuster. If you go to my Facebook page and click on Facebook Live.
There was sadly not a lot of views or comments on that. So
it's your first.
It was on Deb's page, so.
Oh,
so,
I don't even remember
devoted
that.
Listener, go look for...
Deb, this is just for you. Oh, wait, you're here.
All right, so let's talk about, like, so first thing you do when you get to town is you get a chippy thingy for your phone. So
I went right to T-Mobile.
No,
I'm lying. I went right to Fresh Market with
That's
my mother.
That's true.
Because we're never
true.
Far from an Olive Bar. There's one thing you can say about my mom and me. We're never far from an Olive Bar.
Nice.
And then from there, we went to T-Mobile, got my chip. And
I think you had texted me earlier in the day that I hadn't yet. Mostly on Saturdays, my phone lives in the bedroom away from me. And then I don't know where we were, that we were all together, that Vicky then says to me, this message is for you. Text me back, you fat bitch, or something like
you
that.
You fucking wench.
You fucking wench.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And then moments later, Deb says, Denise is texting you from this number. Look. So I go get my phone and, like, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up with that? So first thing I say.
I just want you guys to know for time that I landed at 1:45.
Which I didn't even know.
And I was back in Coral Springs. By close to 2. I was browsing Fresh Market at about 10 to 3 and had my mobile card by 3:30. When did you answer me back? 7:30? Yeah. 4 hours later.
Wait, because was I working?
You had everybody over here. Jason had come for a cold sleep and food or something,
yeah.
And
yeah,
everybody
yeah,
was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that is exactly it. Right, and I ended up having to work. Whatever, you are correct. So
yeah.
It was like later in the day. Mm-hmm. So I text like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, first of all, tell me my schedule. Like, what do you already
What's
have?
Your schedule?
I like, what kind of schedule are you dropping in?
It kind of did go like that.
So I'm like, what's the, you know, what's my allotted time?
Don't do that because you're going to be on here.
Okay. And I'm like, wait. Don't answer that. What foods are on the list that you have to eat so right. that we can plan around the food? That is the first thing we talk about.
And what was it always is. And what was the first place that we went?
Well, the first thing you said is, I need to eat a burger, a real burger.
Right.
But I want to do that salad from BTW, which is the name so of the place good. Is BTW. It's
burgers, tacos, BTW and wings,
Hurricane.
Right?
It's burgers, tacos, and wings.
And the salad comes on, and I'm not shitting, a baking sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so big that it's just, like, somebody just went, took a head of romaine and... And like did a Benihana's chop on it and yeah. then throws in cranberries, blue cheese, candied pecans.
And we had mahi.
You had mahi.
I had mahi.
I just wanted mine straight up because I got the fish tacos.
It's that cilantro lime dressing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so really happy. Good.
It's so
so
delicious.
We did that. Then we had the Great Wallet Fiasco.
Then we did have the Great Wallet Fiasco. On our way to a killer burger food, like a killer burger meal. Right,
steak. That ended up being steak.
That ended up
my being killer steak. Burger was ended up being at Cooper's Hawk.
Right, which right. now I want to go to because it sounds delicious.
It is so good. I have never had a candied bacon plank, but they stack them up. I mean, I've had a good food visit. Yeah.
This has been a good food visit.
Yeah, at Cooper's Hawk, massive burger, and then can we just talk about Outback? For 1 second.
I wanted to get back
taking
to Outback.
A picture with that guy was so funny.
Okay.
That,
so.
Like my face in that picture. If anybody knows me and they see that picture on my Facebook, they know that there is something so wrong on every level going on just by the look on my face. You just look like you want it over with. You're embarrassed. You know how bad this
she
is.
She is so
the guy has no clue what's going on.
Nope.
And I look like I know the joke.
You did know the joke.
I know the joke, and I can't hide
so
it.
So we go to Outback because, of course, we had to because it is on the list. You do enjoy
a
the
steak.
Meat from there because and the beef where you are is not tasty to you.
It's
and
not tasty to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just...
terrible. It's affecting my whole life. All right, go on.
So we leave the sketch burger place because it was just like it was still right after the storm and there was not a lot of electricity and they couldn't use your card. It was just a bad vibe.
I couldn't use the Groupon.
It was just a bad vibe altogether. So like she's like,
oh, that Suds place.
Yeah, but I do want meat. So we go to Outback, which you know, because we should go to a chain every single yeah. chain, right? So we go to
that still holds dear memories from the first time I brought Gemma there and they thought that she was faking it.
They thought she was
everybody says everybody tries to speak Australian when they come in. She was like, no, I'm really from there.
But there's this guy that works at Outback.
Well, the minute we walk in, both of you heads down, menus up. Don't make eye contact. Don't look at him, honey. Don't look at him. Put your menu up. Denise, don't look at him. I don't even know who we're talking about.
I know.
Or why.
There's
so I'm just looking
guy.
Down at my table, and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm thinking it's an ex. Immediately thinking it's an ex. And what do? I don't put my head down. I'm looking around.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, who are we
who
supposed
are we
to be?
Talking
who
about?
Are we supposed to be avoiding? Who am I not supposed to see?
Why are we avoiding this person? Which person are we avoiding?
Exactly.
So there's this guy that works there, lovely. I'm sure he's lovely. He's been working there for quite a while, but he used to work for Deb years ago, jobs and jobs ago. So he, because Deb was a manager, he's been in food for a long time, and he loved her as a manager, and he was a good worker for her years, but it's 20 years ago.
He loves you like it was yesterday.
He loves you like it was yesterday. So every time we go
he loved
to
you
this
long time.
Out, exactly!
it was like 13 years ago.
That's close to 20.
No,
at our age, we do that.
Yeah,
we
round up already. Honey, it's been 10 years, so you haven't worked there for more than... Excuse me, it was Wilma, Hurricane Wilma?
Yeah.
So that was 12 years ago. Really?
All right, so maybe not 20.
No, it was 15 years ago.
No.
Wilma wasn't 12.
That's not 15 years. It's only 2007.
I mean, 2005. It's 12 years ago.
Was it 2005?
I don't know.
Yes. Anyway.
It was the end of Melonhead. Because I remember getting in a fight for not going up there.
2005.
Okay. I'll take your word. It doesn't feel right. 2005 doesn't feel right.
Anyway.
I'm gonna go with 6-ish. six.
Can you
seven.
Google Hurricane Wilma? We should know this by heart by now, but
you would think.
One would imagine.
I can't believe they didn't discuss it 24/7.
They did. Trust. So this guy. So every time we go in there, he's like. First of all, he uses the bad word. He uses the Debbie word.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. So he that's does. First I noticed of
all.
That.
Can you see her hackles? Can you all feel her hackles rising as we? Right. The neck swell, the whole thing. Right. So he always comes over and he always says, "Hey, remember when I worked for you at the other restaurant?"
He said the same opening line every time. How many? Now be honest with me. Don't lie. How many times have you guys had dinner there?
Often,
and you run into him.
But probably 8 times in the
and
last
every time he says
2
it.
Years.
And every time he says it. Just about.
And every time he
every
says
time.
It.
Every time. He says it like it's something he just thought of.
Yeah.
But he's been practicing it for 5 minutes behind a wall.
Yeah.
After he noticed you. Yeah. And like he's behind the wall and he's going, I'm just going to walk up and be like, "Hey, remember the time we worked here?" Yeah. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how are you, Debbie?
I picture him practicing behind a wall and then getting up enough courage to come to the table and say it.
So then the next thing is like the next thing is like, "So how are you? He'll like say hello to me again and like forget that he already knows my name. And then he always says this, Denise. "Hey, Deb. Can I take a selfie with you? Do you mind? Can I take a selfie with you?" Every single
time. No, this
time
he didn't.
So, we told you this situation, this scenario.
Yeah, he did. And I thought you were lying.
What year?
October of 2005.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So, this year, so this visit, October what?
16.
Interesting. So, this visit...
October 16, 2005, Wilma. Okay, got it.
So this visit with you at the table took him a really long time. Like we thought we were in the clear.
Yeah,
we were
you
like
did.
Eating
you did.
The end of our meal when he came over. Just,
no. She hadn't even taken a bite and he walked up because it was like, oh my God. The minute the food came is when he built up the courage to come over.
We had appetizers though.
Yeah, we did. We were eating. We were munching out on appetizers way long.
Right.
Took a while.
So he comes over. And he's having the conversation. And
he does. The
memory
we used to work together. Deb and I used to work together.
He talks to you almost like you're that person, like that you're who's with her all the time.
Yeah.
He's not talking to me. I'm the third person at the
right.
table. But it's taking a really long time, and he hasn't asked about...
For the selfie.
So
Donna goes, "Hey, you guys. Why don't we take a selfie with all
the three of you?"
That guy couldn't get in the middle fast enough. If he could have like just put his hands on the table and jumped his hips around to get in the middle, he would have. It was hysterical.
So
like
meanwhile, I take your phone for a reason.
Yeah.
Take your phone.
My phone fires up the camera and takes a picture immediately.
You got the shittiest grin of a lifetime.
I am like.
But then
it's like
he says. "Do you mind taking one
with
my phone too?"
He couldn't be without. Don't you wonder what he does with those? What is
Ew.
He? Are you Facebook friends?
Yes.
Does he post and tag?
He friend requested her too.
But I.
Oh, I want to be friends with him.
No.
I want to.
Jake Van, V-A-N. Tag him in the picture that he's
yes.
on your Facebook page.
I should.
Everybody, friend Jake Van. V-A-N.
This podcast is just for you, Jake.
I'm gonna be in my own couch.
Yeah, excellent.
Sure.
Wow, that's a winner. Here's a couple of napkins.
Yeah, you got
there, right? There you go.
I might
clean
have
it up.
To pause. We'll see.
Oh, God, I wish we were doing a webcast.
Wait a second.
There's got to be a way to do this.
Wait.
What?
I really want everybody to...
What? You really want everybody to what? She's peeing as we're talking.
I really want everyone to friend request them.
Oh, to friend request them. Yeah, we'll get to Jake Van.
And here's what happens. Every time Deb puts anything on Facebook, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a news story. It could be a photo. It could
be a post. He's right on it with a like.
He likes it the second he has it. He's a
lightning liker. And everybody's got one.
She goes, you know who liked it? And I go, Jake from State Farm. He is hideous.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
He's fun. He's nice.
He's a nice guy. He's that a was super nice kid. Guy.
He works hard, and he's always willing to do what I ask him to do.
He was a nice guy. He's a little stalkerish right now.
The selfie thing was the bomb of life.
It was taking too long. And then after I took the picture, he said, oh, I remember you. You're Donna.
Yeah, yeah.
After I took the picture. He did not.
Not before, yeah.
He thought you he was talking to you like you were together. Like the
he
two
may
of
have.
He didn't recognize me
like,
as.
Like you were just the third
one. I was just the third person at the table. Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, man, that was
fun. Oh, my
fun.
God, we're so
So funny. That was Outback.
So that was Outback. So getting back to the food. So that was Outback. You have had some serious food times. You had an amazing birthday dinner.
I had amazing birthday dinner with the Italian crew, Maria, Lisa, and then Kara from snuck in and surprised me from Orlando. So that was phenomenal. The best part was, okay, so here's a real quick reference on how the Italians became my bestie straight girls. The day that I moved to Florida, okay, right. it was like I graduated on Friday. Had my graduation party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Flew out Saturday night. So I had only Sunday to kind of, like, unpack and, you know, like, meet
like
my mother's
in.
Neighbors.
Right,
crazy next-door Linda and all that. And then the next morning, that Monday morning, I was starting work at her restaurant here in Florida. So she was telling me for months, wait till you meet the girls to work upstairs. So open up the restaurant, and I probably just learning how to use the coffee machine or whatever, and boom, the doors burst open, and in comes Hurricane Maria. And
that was, that's not even funny today.
Right. I know. That's right. You got to worry about that. You have one out there named Maria. So anyways, she comes bursting in and says, I'm Maria. Your mother told me to come down and meet you. We're going to have so much fun. Do you want to go for drinks later? Needless to say, we closed Fridays that night.
Oh.
Yeah, so we became instant friends. We were around the same age. And
is she?
She's a year older, years older maybe.
I didn't realize that. I thought she was a little bit older than that.
So are you wiping up pee?
No, I'm making a goodness what this is.
Oh. So anyways, we became instant friends. But then she met her soon-to-be husband.
Yes.
And I started hanging out with her sister, who Lisa the lesbian, right?
Lisa the lesbian.
Right. Thank you, Lisa, for helping
Lisa.
Me kind of figure out. Because
you weren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
Not
I was.
Then.
I was
not
sleeping
yet.
With everybody then. I was sleeping with the boxer guy. I was messing around with
boxer.
Her. I was like, what's this bisexuality stuff? This is fantastic. I love it. So I was doing that for quite a while, and so we all became really, really close. That whole family is like my second family. And then Kara was a friend of Maria's, so she was just instantly in the mix. And so we had all met up at this Cooper's Hawk, which is a new thing where they make their own wine. And I don't even think it's here in Florida. I'm just going to be honest with you.
It's
somewhere
not.
Else.
Because
you check it out? Did you Google the menu?
I actually was talking about it at Rosh Hashanah dinner, and one of my mom's neighbors went to one in Asheville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're growing up the East Coast, right?
But
so
I
they
don't
have
know
their
where their
own
wine
vineyard
is from.
And they have their own vineyard.
Right.
So all the wine there is theirs, and you can go to the tasting bar, which we did the September menu. We had a tasting of Prosecco, and then into the whites, and then a Moscato, and then the reds.
You were doing Prosecco before Prosecco was cool to do.
They do it over in England. I gotta
say,
that's
what I'm
saying. It's like I was ready to be all snooty about my Prosecco and be this is light and crisp and kind of dry and bubbly. Yeah. And they give you a sheet that you can write your comments on and then take home. So when you come back and you want to buy the wine or get a wine with dinner or whatever, you have everything and it tells you the notes of everything and all that.
Okay.
So it's very wine.
Oaky, yet musty.
With a strong berry finish. Yeah. Really, really interesting. So we did the tasting menu, and they put little you know, like, crispy things out to eat.
Okay.
And then they're also, like, when you turn around, there is this entire store for wine lovers.
Oh.
So they have aerators. They have the proper chocolate that should be paired. They have a purse that was made of cork.
A person?
Purse. A bag. Purse? A handbag.
Said a person.
A person?
You can buy a person. They killed slavery a really long time.
Handbag. Okay. Made of cork.
Okay, okay, all right.
They had artwork with wine. I mean, like, it was just,
this is
just
a, so this is like a one-stop everything because there's a restaurant.
Right, right. So after we finished with our tasting, we went back to the restaurant, and the food was incredible.
So nice.
I had this perfectly done burger that, I mean, when I say perfect, I asked for a medium well. It was perfect medium.
Oh,
so still pink,
yeah,
right? Mm. Big hunk of blue cheese on top.
All
they're all pink in the middle.
Yes.
Here they are. So racist. Afro Kitty, just saying. Now I know where she died.
Stop it! Okay. A long time ago.
So,
I am culturally, so, I am
diverse.
Diverse now.
Yeah. So, anyways,
really
best burger
be.
I ever had in my life. But it was the appetizer platter. Candied bacon planks.
Planks.
A hunk of honeycomb.
Like honeycomb.
Honey,
with
still
the
in the honeycomb.
In the honeycomb.
A blob of bufala. Is that the new cheese?
Yeah, not bufala. What's that? What, honey, what was
burrata?
That?
Burrata.
Burrata. Burrata mozzarella.
Burrata with olive oil. Then gorgonzola, parmesan, and hunks of bread that were toasted on an open flame.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Nice.
Oh, my God. But here's the snobby part. That wasn't even the snobbiest part. With figs. No, that wasn't
what?
Even the, still, figs, too, on that
Yum.
Thing. They bring over this aerator that I shit you not, it's about 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
Right? Sets it on the table, and it has this glass upside-down thing that comes to a V with a inside a glass. There's a glass ball inside it that hangs in this black wrought iron thing. Open a bottle of wine, pours it over the bottle so that it fills
so
the whole V. Right,
right, right.
And then when you're, you know, he takes your glass and he just gently puts it underneath the bottom of the V point, pushes up on it, and your wine dispenses.
Oh, my God.
That it was like a fancy glass box of wine. That you could dispense right at your table.
They're going to love that that's your reference, Din. That's kind of
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, right? Not even... So we knocked out another bottle of wine after seven in the tastings.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then it was like Maria was sitting there with one eye closed because she was ready to drop dead because she was up and working a full day. So we finished dinner, and then I left and met my mother back at the casino where I had left her at 4 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
4 p.m.
So,
right, met the girls at 6.
So this podcast, this very special podcast is for Marlene. Marlene, you're a fucking beast.
She is.
You are.
She is. 4 p.m. I left her there.
I can't.
Gambled for 2 hours, took off, met the Italians at Cooper's Hawk, came back at 10:45, and we stayed until 5 a.m.
She's a beast.
My mother's 71.
She's a friggin'
5 a.m.
That's insane. And she would have done it if you weren't there either.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the thing. Last night when she kept me there till 2.
Yes.
We're on our way home, and I go, oh, God, I'm so hungry. It's like 2 a.m. She goes, well, just stop at Dunkin'. We'll get egg sandwiches or something. Pull into Dunkin', and there's no one there. Like,
the
somebody missed their shift.
The 24-hour Dunkin' is
yeah.
closed or something.
So she goes, you know, this is unreal. This is the first time it's ever happened. I mean, sometimes I'm here 3, 4, 5. Well, you know, I whatever. I'm just saying, there's always someone here. Like, she totally busted herself.
She totally
herself.
Busted herself
yeah.
by telling
yeah.
you a time.
And then she said, when we were pulling in the driveway, I go, oh, my God, Mom, Rick is going to be getting up to go to work. She goes, yeah, sometimes I have a bagel and coffee and just talk to him before he leaves work.
Oh, my God. She's crazy.
She really is.
She's a beast.
Hmm.
That's what she is. She's
I'll say.
A beast. It's insane.
I can't keep up. I thought I was going to die this morning. 2 a.m. She goes, oh, don't forget, you got to take my car in to get the new tent. What time is that? 9:30. 9:30 in the morning. Good night.
Okay, but you skipped the deli meal. The
yeah.
deli meal.
So I'm going to get to this. Spending this many hours in the casino with my mother.
Right.
We used to have quite a diverse selection, right?
Right, right.
We'd do Cerisi's one night.
Right.
We would do Sunset Grill another night. These are all restaurants that are in the casino.
Right, because God forbid you leave.
We don't leave
you
once we get there.
You cannot leave.
No.
No.
So here's the thing. To eat at Sunset Grill, outside, sweaty.
Is it all outside? You can't even... There's nothing inside?
Nothing inside. It's all outside. Ugh. So, but they have the misters and those big jet engine fans and everything. But it's just not the ideal time to be eating outside. So that's out. Cerisi's, we had Italian twice. Like the night I got in, my mother made chicken parm.
Okay.
And then where did we go? We went somewhere else.
Where you had...
Oh, Anthony's. Anthony's Coal Fire. Oh, right. So we had Italian two nights. Really, so Cerisi's was out. Then I wanted to check out the Asian place until I saw that it had community seating, which is that thing. Don't like it. I don't want to sit with strangers. I don't want them listening to me, and I don't want to listen to them. So that was out.
Did you share the food too?
No, no. But it's like a big one big long table. Right. Mm. Two seats, four seats. Two seats,
four seats. What kind of Asian? Like
authentic Asian.
Like
noodles.
Okay. Like ping pong.
No, not dim sum-y, more of like, you know, Asian fusion maybe.
Okay.
But anyways, that was out. So that really left us with the First Street Deli, which I always thought was just bagels, pastry, and sandwiches.
Yeah.
My mother goes, oh no, they have a whole new menu. They have a, it's really, you'll see, you'll find something. So I was like, oh my God, it's like a 3-page menu. They've got full-on dinners. They've got specials. They have, like, grilled mahi. Yeah. They had salmon with strawberry and avocado salsa.
Okay, that has to happen.
Turkey Swiss sliders.
Yeah, salmon with strawberry and avocado salsa. This, no, it has to happen. No, we have to make it. We have to find the,
It's really, really good. Sounds delicious. So I've had, I had pastrami. It was the first time that I had a deli pastrami sandwich since my mother had her restaurant, because I would never attempt to eat somebody else's.
Wait, are you couldn't serious?
Slice it myself.
You never ate, like, at 2J's?
Nope.
I don't think I realized that.
I have never sat in 2J's in 8. Never.
Wow.
Never. So, right, yeah, I never, because, like...
Honestly, I never 12,
13
that.
Years of working in a deli, you don't ever want to eat deli food.
I
or
get
go
it.
To a restaurant, or eat, or you'll find something that you wouldn't normally get.
Right.
Because, I mean, after it was just like, I would eat the same thing every day at the restaurant.
When I worked
at,
I didn't eat pizza for years.
Yeah.
After I worked at a pizza place,
So this was the first time I had a pastrami sandwich, and it was so lean, thinly sliced. You could pick whatever kind of bread.
It
I had grilled sourdough.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Swiss cheese and plain old French's mustard.
Nice.
So good that I had it the next night when I went back with Rob.
What?
And then last night we had the brisket.
Well, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. It's what my mother said.
It's
tell
Rosh
Donna. Tell Donna, she said. Tell Donna. So, yeah, I've had quite the food trip this time.
Oh, my God. Wait, how many cooked meals have you had then?
One.
The first night?
Chicken parm.
And then we had dinner here.
Mm-hmm. And this was killer. I will Instagram those photos.
Nice.
Like that.
That chicken was beautiful.
Chicken pineapple skewers.
You did a good job. That was really
spicy
good.
Spicy shrimp and buffalo. And plain cauliflower roasted.
Buffalo cauliflower is like my addiction.
It's so good, isn't it?
There's this joint in Tampa called, Tampa called Dats, D-A-T-Z, Dats. And it's kind of like a beery, kind of trendy, kind of, you know, very millennial-y. And they
hipster
serve...
Hipster crowd.
Yeah, hipster. Yeah. But they serve, and I had never had it before, they serve a head. You know how you get the bloomin' onion?
Yeah.
So it's a head of broccoli, a head of cauliflower.
Steamed?
No, buffalo.
Raw.
So they
baked.
They buffalo the whole thing. Like they dredge and then bake and then dress it. I mean,
wow.
it looks like a brain. I mean, it's the whole thing.
Wow, are they flash frying it or baking it?
That's
got to take forever to bake.
It's baked, I think, because it's tender as hell. So it's not fried. So Ben and Chelsea recreate recipes that they enjoy out someplace.
This is the vegan lesbians.
The vegan lesbians.
That are no longer vegan lesbians.
That is correct.
Right.
Well, they're still lesbians.
They're just like a hippie, normal hippie. Well, yeah, I guess
they're kind of hipster hippie. They're hippiesters. That's true. That's a better.
Hipstersians.
I don't know if they're vegan. No, I'm definitely not vegan, but for sure, like, healthy. How's that?
Yeah.
So they tried to recreate it, and he told us that he cuts it all up
in planks
and chunks, like in florets.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this flour dredge and roasts it and like bakes it in the oven. and then does the buffalo sauce and rebakes it in the oven. So I can't have white flour. Like, I don't eat that.
Yeah.
So we found
panko?
Brown rice flour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I can have brown
can
rice.
Can you have almond flour?
You
should have almond or coconut.
I could probably have almond flour. Well, the almond is for the kidneys. It's not on the food plan, but I'm allowed to have brown rice. So brown rice flour is even like not. I don't even have to count it as a starch because it's so little.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just do that light toss, and so now it's like I'm addicted. Like, it's really, really good. I love it, and I'll kill a whole head in a day.
Yeah.
All on my own.
Does it give you wicked farts?
Occasionally, because you know what happens in eat.
Cow farts ruin the ozone.
Cow farts.
Can we talk about the day we had lunch at your office?
You came to lunch at my office.
Had a lovely tuna sub with sprouts and Swiss and avocado.
We had the opportunity. I just wanted to have lunch with you, but I gave you the choice. We could either go out together alone and just be out of the office for lunch. We could bring in, order in, or you could you could bring me something, however it was. And you opted to eat in the office, like order in and eat in the office. So that was quite a treat.
The day before, I went to my old work and had lunch with my old boss and Mildred.
I know, because I canceled on you on your way out.
I saw so many faces. Oh, I didn't even hear about that. And then today, I did tell you, right? Today was like the screw up day because I had to take my mother's car in.
Yeah.
And she tells me, grab a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and make sure your phone is charged because it'll be about an hour. Yes. And I get there and the guy goes, oh, yeah, this isn't going to be done until like after midday.
Jeez.
So I had not arranged for a ride. Now my mother is sound asleep. She unplugs the phone in her bedroom. I can't know what to do. So I call my ex-husband, Chucky, and him and Ginger come and get me.
Which
and
is
we
so
go
nice.
Right. And so we went to Crocante's and we had croissants and coffee.
You know who in the goes walk. To Crocante's?
Who?
You know Jazz? Do you watch the show?
Yes.
Jazz? What's the name of the show?
Not just
Jazz.
I know.
I am Jazz.
Right.
They go to Crocante.
Do they?
They do, Denise.
Well, it's lovely, and I can see why, but I've known about Crocante since the month that they opened.
Because
my
you
mother
have.
Was going there, like, way early on.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we went there, and now, mind you, my mom kept me out until 2.
Yeah.
Swung me through Taco Bell to get 2 soft tacos and a Baja Blast. So when we got home at 2, I'm eating this. So
she
finally
just got it. She didn't eat it. A very special podcast for Gemma. She didn't eat the Taco Bell or she just bought it.
To look at.
She just liked the color of the Baja Blast.
So 3 a.m. I finally go to sleep. But as I'm
still starving because you didn't eat any of that food.
So I have to get up at 8:30, right, to at least get ready. And I hit the snooze twice. Now it's 10 to 9. I got to be there at 9:30. I basically rolled out of bed, put on a shirt, the shorts I wore last night, sneakers, no socks, barely ran a brush through my hair, brushed my teeth, threw the sunglasses on, grabbed the keys, and ran out because I still got to go to Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Right? And I got to get over there. So Chuck picks it up, and I'm like, he's like, where is it? I can't find it. He's calling me. He's like, what plaza it's in? You know Wiles Road is all plazas, right?
Yeah.
By Cherry Smash? No, keep going.
Oh, my God.
By Dr. Paul's? Oh, you went too far.
Oh, my God.
Making U-turns. I'm looking at Whispering Woods, so it's on my, so we're doing this, and I'm like, you can't miss me. I look like a hobo. I got bedhead, and I'm holding a Dunkin' Donuts coffee in one hand. How can you miss me?
Oh,
so
man.
He picks me up. I'm like, as soon as I get in the car, I'm like, I am so sorry if I stink, if I look like shit. I mean, this is ridiculous. I didn't expect to see anybody. I thought I was dropping off, sitting here for an hour, and going back home.
Right.
Hadn't taken any pills, didn't do my shot, nothing.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
I'm like, this is so funny. So we're sitting at Crocante's, and it starts sprinkling. And he goes, oh, my God, here, let's just run in BurgerFi, and we'll get a drink, and we'll sit in there until the rain passes. As I'm walking in, this lady that I used to work with, Aetna, is that Denise?
No!
I'm like, oh no. It's always when you look your butt ass worse.
That's pretty funny, though.
Oh.
That is pretty funny.
So I had to stand there and have a 10-minute conversation.
Were you covering your mouth, like, so that you wouldn't breathe on her? Or were you, like,
I was like, I had my
sunglasses
on. I was worried. I was catching a reflection in the mirror, and I'm like, oh,
God.
I didn't even try and offer up an explanation.
No, don't even. Like, you can't do that.
And it's the same, like, 3-4 questions. How's Gemma? How do you like living in London?
I hate it.
How's your mom?
Love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long are you here for Monday?
5 more minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. So, yeah.
It's been rough. Like, you're in, like, year 6 now. Almost year 7.
March?
In March, it'll be 7 years. Time to...
Turn around. Yeah, done that. You've done your little England thing.
You've gotten that out of your system.
Yeah, you've done your little England thing. Now you can come back here, get a job.
Come back, work for a little bit. There's an opening at my office.
I can take...
Unexpectedly.
You have a slot, right? You have an opening?
A slot in my office, just for you.
This podcast is just for you, Anthony.
Just for you, Anthony. A very special podcast. So, actually, I'll hand you the social media position.
And you slide into education.
And I will slide into education.
I would be okay with that.
Wouldn't that be terrifying if I was educating people?
Wouldn't Could it be terrifying if I was in charge of your social media?
Well, if we weren't CDC funded, it would be different. But
true.
There's this like belief that we have to be a little bit more socially conscious and a little bit more public health heavy. And I don't do that.
It's really hard to find a hashtag.
It's actually boring.
It's hard to find a hashtag that makes people quit smoking.
Yeah. Like, hashtag tobacco free queers is what I'm working
you'll
on.
You'll die
now.
Doesn't work. Hashtag you'll die doesn't work.
I'm going to use that.
You'll die.
You'll die. Hashtag yeah. You'll die.
Yep.
Wow. That's actually pretty funny. Yeah, so
quite simple.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little dry. It's a little more dry than I'm.
I would come home if I could, but I can't.
This is a very special podcast for Hazel. Hazel, this is just for you.
Is there a way to get them back?
You could
here?
Find a contract here in the U.S. That would be great.
Or Canada. Be happy with Canada.
Well, as long as it's on Eastern time.
Exactly.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, that would be great.
So I think the thing that kills us is being 5 hours.
Okay. It is cold.
So is England.
Hmm.
Not like Canada. Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
She's kind of equal with New England right now, as far
weather-wise.
As latitude goes.
Yeah, weather-wise. It's like New York, New England
yeah,
area.
I mean, you don't get the heavy snow.
No, just light dusting. Everybody craps their pants and everything closes and
yeah.
It melts the next day. But everybody's got the same pictures on Instagram.
Yes.
Footsteps, snowballs, writing on the windshields. And then that's it. It's all melted the next day like it never happened.
What's Instagram? What? Says the social media goddess.
Get on it.
I know.
Get on it.
I don't know what to do with it. Nobody wants
Nothing.
To see
Nothing. That's
hashtag,
the best part.
Nobody wants to see hashtag tobacco-free anything. Seriously. On the Insta.
They would.
What would they do with it?
They would just follow because you don't have to do anything. It's just a foo and a heart if you like it. Foo, heart. Foo, foo. Swip.
Don't smoke. Get your ass checked. That's it. That's my whole speech. Don't smoke.
What does your ass have to do with smoking?
Colorectal cancer.
Oh.
So it's cancer and tobacco. The project is cancer and tobacco.
Oh, God. It's so depressing. Nothing fun and jolly at all.
No,
Isn't
but
there
I told
a way,
you.
Is there
I told
a way
you
to
I,
make it fun?
I told you I submit a column to Huffington Post every week, and I told you this, that
they did like your funny one?
I do try to get, you know, the headline has to be a little bit more attention-seeking. It has to be interesting, because they publish us on the Queer Voices page, and there was, the lead article was about gay men doing self-anal checks, or partner check, so I submitted...
Or foreplay. Otherwise known
so
as foreplay.
So I submitted the column with the lead with the title, "Check Out That Ass."
That's good.
And they changed it a little. Check out that butt, literally. So that I haven't gotten any bad feedback from the CDC quite yet on that one. So let's hope.
Yeah,
they don't.
It's hard to come up with catchy hashtags because you do have to do that with Instagram. If you follow Lori Michaels, you'll know what I mean. Because she has, it'll be one line describing the picture and then 50 lines of hashtags.
Somebody we know on Facebook does that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you used to yell at people for hashtagging on Facebook?
Yeah.
But now still, everybody does that.
Yeah, and they shouldn't because it's still stupid and it doesn't do anything.
But you can search hashtags on Facebook.
I know, but you're only going to come up with like personal people's pages and stuff. It's just stupid. You don't see businesses doing it.
Well, maybe some
nonprofits. Well, ours does.
some nonprofits might hashtag Zachary Queers every now and then or hashtag LGBT wellness. It's boring when I say it out loud in this format, isn't it?
Yeah,
sorry.
It's hideous.
Pays the bills.
Yeah.
I can't believe people give you yours. Money. It can all be yours, Denise.
I can't believe people give you money for something that boring.
Why? I'm such the communicator. Please. I whine really, really loud.
If there's a way to get back, I'll find it. I'll just tell you that for sure.
Let's just put that out there.
Because
you're ready.
Don't know that I could live much longer there without you.
I feel the same way.
See? See? As Deb said, and then you could just do the podcast again.
She did.
Just like so, that.
This is a very special podcast for Deb.
I hope we've covered just about everyone we know in this hour. Has it been an hour?
It's about an hour. Because I have to pee, so
Did you do one for Vicky?
Yes. Yeah. Because they're all pink in the middle.
And you know what?
Yes.
I have...
Hashtag.
All
pink in the middle.
I have to say that this dinner was lovely and that Wyndon was a part of it.
And
at one point when you popped your face through your peekaboo window in the kitchen in the dining room and said, Den, can I get you another drink? And both of us looked up from our phones and said, no, thanks, I'm good. At the exact same time.
Exactly the same way. Exactly at the same time.
And then when you have to say other Denise, we both look at each other like, that's not me.
That's not me.
That's not me.
That's not me.
Pretty funny. Could you just have one other Denise in your life? Just one or two others? Such a common name. I get it.
No, but right after you left my office, everybody said, I love Deb. She's great. And I'm like, yes.
Everybody called me Deb when I was there. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice to meet you, Deb. I've heard so much about you. Thanks, it's Denise.
Was Anthony as afraid of you as he is of me?
No.
No, I met him head on with some snark.
Because he was being all polite. Oh, I've heard so much about you.
Yeah. And then it was like
You're Donna's ex-radio partner, aren't you? I've heard so much
about
you.
Was the best, though, when the food came and we sat down. And you said, where do you want to sit? And I was like, I want to sit right where I can watch him.
Yes.
Yeah, right where I can watch him. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, can we close that door?
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. It was excellent.
He's like, oh, it's so lovely to meet you. I'm like,
It wasn't until he was nose deep into that baked potato that he really showed his true colors.
He's a special boy. That is true. But everybody called you Deb, referred to you as Deb, and I'm like, no, Denise, Denise.
Yeah, she came late too. It wasn't even like there was two of us that they had to
she
decipher.
She wasn't even at the table, right? She wasn't even at the table.
Right.
She was having.
Right.
Yeah,
that was excellent
but,
afternoon.
This was a
quick
good
visit,
time.
Quick
so
visit.
You'll be back soonish. 2018.
Yeah.
Is that a secret?
No.
Edit?
No.
Okay. So you'll be back
No, trying to come towards the end. And
for Quickie Gemma gets to come this time, the next time. So
tell everybody, I'm coming back into town for Chuck's birthday and the Super Bowl.
Was it the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but he'll probably have his birthday party then, so.
At the Super Bowl? So you'll be
watching the Super Bowl
with him?
Maybe.
Because it's really quite an adventure at the Wyndon household.
Is it?
Oh, God.
Oh, we can make the rounds just like Thanksgiving.
All right, cool.
Leave at halftime, get to the next place in half an hour. No, I can't miss the halftime show. We'll leave midway through the first quarter.
But all the commercials are excellent.
I know.
No,
that's tough.
It's okay. We'll work around it. We'll do our New Year's Eve.
We'll figure
thing.
It out.
Yeah, we'll do
we
it.
We will figure it out. All right, she's got
to
pee.
I have to pee. She has to burp. And
Deb's
Deb has
go
to go
to bed.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're out, man. We're out.
Yo, what up, you all? Happy New Year. Lashana Tova.
I know. You see, you're trying to be cool.
I try.
La Shania Twain.
La Shania Twain. Bye. Casey soon. Okay.
Bye.
Jem,
that was for you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
sorry. You're standing at my door. Guess this means you take back all you said before. Like how much you wanted anyone but me. Said you'd never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me, and honestly, my life would suck without you. Maybe I was stupid for telling you goodbye. Maybe I was wrong for trying to pick a fight. I know that I've got issues, but you're pretty messed up too. Either way, I found out I'm nothing without you. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me, and honestly, my life would suck without you.
Being with you is so dysfunctional. I really shouldn't miss you, but I can't let you go.